Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
We've come to the end of the first hour here on this Friday afternoon, October the 7th. That means time to announce our Issues Etc. blog picks of the week. We love reading blogs. I've been kind of concerned that things were getting a little thin in the blogosphere for a while, but things have picked up a little. There's more out there to choose from. We make these picks. Jeff makes his. I make mine. Then we post them at our website, issuesetc.org. If you have a blog that you'd like us to start reading, maybe consider, just send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Let us know that your blog exists and that you put the Issues Etc. widget there, which can be found at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support right down at the bottom of the page. You'll find the widget. What's your pick, Jeff?
My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week this week is The Heart of My Husband. It's a blog post titled, It's Happening. Today was a bad day. At bedtime, my oldest son asked me to pray a special prayer, a.k.a. not our Luther's evening prayer or prayers we read from our devotions once they were in bed. Normally, I pray thanking God in a list for each of the things we're able to do that day, the good things so they go to bed thinking about the fun we had, and then asking his protection through the night and that everyone would have sweet dreams. I end by asking the Lord to continue to strengthen us in the one true faith unto the life everlasting. Tonight, I prayed a prayer of repentance. In near tears, I beg God, forgetting my children who are even listening, to forgive me for being such a bad mom. I confess my inability to be patient all the time, my inability to show them His perfect love all the time, and my inability to not be completely selfless in my care for them. I ask the Lord to please forgive my sins and to give me His strength and wisdom so I could respond in gentleness and love instead of being cranky and snippy. Finally, I ask God to protect us and ended the prayer as usual. When I opened my eyes, my oldest son was staring at me in disbelief. I looked at him. He sleeps in the top bunk, and he said quietly, "Mom, why would you pray something like that? You are not a bad mom. You are a good mom, a very good mom. And, Mom, everyone gets cranky and has bad days, and even when you're angry and cranky, I love you and think you're a great mom." In that moment, I saw Christ caring for his mother, even in the agony of his death. My son is growing up. But not only is he growing physically, but God has been faithful in his baptism of my son and indeed is growing him in his faith, despite all my failures as his mother's, From the mouth of babes, God has prepared praise, and you know, earlier today, as I was grouching at my toddler, I lamented internally how much less patience I have for him than I did for his oldest brother. How much less I hold him, how much less I can give him, and then I saw his oldest brother holding and comforting him minutes later and realize it's happening. My son is maturing in his faith. God is faithful. Thank you, Father. My pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, The Heart of My Husband.
And I wish I had time to read the entire blog pick that I have this week for my Issues Etc. blog of the week. I simply don't, and I don't know if I could even do it justice. I'll make an attempt. It comes from Pastor Bill Swirley, who's a regular guest here on the program. He's reflecting on his blog called The Reverend Swirla's Blogosphere on the death of Steve Jobs. He has not a lot of nice things to say about Steve Jobs. And then, of course, it's commonly known that Jobs professed to be a Buddhist, but he was baptized, I believe, as a Lutheran out in California. So you think about a death like this in kind of bittersweet ways. He did contribute a lot. But what Pastor Swirla says about the loss of faith, I think, is tremendous. He says, "I think that falling from faith happens slowly and imperceptibly. One day, the dimly flickering light of faith simply goes out, like a little candle in a puff of wind, and you don't even notice. Faith doesn't die with a shout of protest or a clenched fist of defiance. If it takes faith to be angry with God. When faith dies, it simply withers away like a dry, untended plant. The rich man and Lazarus both died and were buried. Death is that great leveler of humanity. The rich may have better health and plans and access to the marvels of medicine, but sooner or later, That runs out too. 2 days after his resignation from Apple, Steve Jobs looked just like any other 56-year-old man near the end of his life. I know the look well, says Pastor Schwerla. His many achievements and his contributions to technology and culture were behind him. His days were numbered. And then he quotes, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." Now, there's much more in there in this blog post. I highly recommend it. It's one of the best things I think I have read on the internet in at least the last year. Comes from Pastor Bill Schwerla, a regular guest here on the program. Reverend Swirla's blogosphere on the death of Steve Jobs. Very good pastoral, very good balanced scriptural treatment of that. And we'll have both of these posted at our website, issuesetc.org. Click listen on demand. Josiah in Canada writes on our Facebook fan page, "How do I qualify to win a chance for the Essential Lutheran Library? Just repost and share our Issues Etc. Reformation Week video. Find it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Hour 2 of Issues Etc. straight ahead.
Truth-centered mission outreach. You're listening to Issues Etc.